USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden's searching for ways to ease the pain at the pump. He's thinking about asking Congress to support a holiday on the 18.4 cent per gallon federal gas tax.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Gas prices started to climb late last year, surging with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The average for a gallon of regular is just under $5 a gallon, according to AAA. Several wildfires are burning across the country. One in Hyde County, North Carolina, has grown to at least 800 acres, but only a quarter of it is contained. In southern New Jersey, a blaze that grew to at least 12,000 acres in the Warden State Forest is 70% contained, and containment of two northern Arizona wildfires is growing. The two blazes combined have consumed at least 30,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Georgia's Secretary of State is set to testify Tuesday as the 1-6 committee resumes public hearings. Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, and Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers are the key witnesses as the committee focuses on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Trump called Raffensperger, asking him to find more votes for his reelection bid. Facebook has removed the campaign video by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Greitens of Missouri that shows him with a shotgun declaring that he's hunting rhinos. And by rhinos, he means Republicans in name only. The social media company said the video was removed for violating their policies against violence and incitement. The former Missouri governor resigned in 2018 amid criminal investigations and impeachment talks. Twitter said it was leaving the post up on its platform because it was in the public interest, despite it violating rules against abusive behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Six people were injured in Midtown Manhattan when a taxi cab jumped a curb and crashed into a group of pedestrians Monday afternoon. Two women were pinned underneath the vehicle, then in what one NYPD official called a remarkable scene, at least a dozen Good Samaritans tried to lift the cab off the victims. WABC-TV spoke to one of those Good Samaritans, Garrett Orpin.
It was shocking and, you know, traumatizing. Quickly, you're just kind of shaking and reacting, and we were getting ice and taking, like, aprons out. We got a belt off of somebody to provide a tourniquet, so we just, like, you know, dive in and help.
The 60-year-old cab driver, who remained at the scene, suffered minor injuries. Police do not suspect any criminality in the incident. In Israel, Parliament is about to be put asunder.
On Monday, the leaders of Israel's coalition government said they would move to dissolve Parliament and call for new elections, sending the country back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to become transitional prime minister during an election period likely to last several months. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Staffing shortages is leading American Airlines to eliminate service to three cities after the Labor Day weekend. A company spokesperson says that service will be dropped to Toledo, Ithaca, New York, and Islip, Long Island on September 7th due to a regional pilot shortage. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.